Welcome back to the T2 Data Playbook, the podcast where automotive leaders learn how to run their dealerships, their data, and their marketing strategies on truth, not assumptions. Today's episode has a title that might sting a little, but it's absolutely necessary. It's called Your Attribution Sucks. Stop letting vendors get away without proving their efforts. And joining us again is our guest, a 25-year automotive veteran who has been a dealer, a GM, an operator, and a vendor partner. Someone who has lived on both sides of this problem and knows exactly how messy attribution can be. Thanks for being here, Jason.
Happy to be back. And I'll be honest, I've been waiting for this episode. Attribution is the one thing every dealer complains about, but nobody wants to actually fix. And it's time we talk about it, honestly.
Let's jump right in. You've said many times that attribution in automotive, as it stands today, is broken. Not kind of broken, fully broken. What do you mean by that?
Attribution in automotive marketing is like a magic show. Everyone claims they made the car disappear, but nobody can actually prove how they did it. Like today, we're pulling back the curtain on this $60 billion illusion.
That's such a perfect analogy because I was just looking at some numbers showing dealers spending millions on overlapping marketing that targets the same customers multiple times.
You know what's wild? I was recently at a dealership where five different vendors all claimed credit for selling the exact same $60,000 SUV. Each one had these beautiful reports showing how they influenced the sale.
Let me guess, lots of fancy graphs and impressive looking metrics.
Oh yeah, we're talking dashboards that look like Times Square on New Year's Eve. But here's the kicker. When we actually dug into the customer's history, they'd been in the dealership's database for over 2 years.
So all these vendors were essentially taking credit for a customer the dealer already had?
Exactly. And this isn't some isolated incident. I've been in automotive for 25 years, and I've watched this same scene play out thousands of times. The vendors get more sophisticated, the reports get prettier, but the fundamental problem hasn't changed.
That must cost dealers a fortune in wasted marketing spend.
We're talking about billions industry-wide. Think about it. Google claims the sale, Meta claims the sale, the CTV vendor claims the sale, and meanwhile, the customer has been servicing their old car at the dealership for years.
You know what really gets me? The classic CRM walk-in label, as if customers just materialize out of thin air.
Right? It's like saying babies come from storks. The reality is that every customer journey leaves digital footprints. We've just been terrible at connecting them.
So what's the real solution here? How do we fix this mess?
It starts with what I call attribution you can defend. Here's the first principle. If a vendor can't prove it, they didn't do it. No more accepting pretty dashboards as evidence.
That sounds like it would ruffle some vendor feathers.
Here's the interesting thing. The good vendors love this approach. Because for the first time, they're not competing with fairy tales, they're competing with the truth.
How exactly does that work in practice?
Picture a real customer journey. You start with verified identity, actual person, actual household, actual VIN. Then you track real interactions across every platform. Finally, you validate outcomes in the dealership DMS.
That makes so much sense. You're basically creating an unbroken chain of evidence.
Exactly. And when you do this, something magical happens. The noise disappears. You can see which vendor actually influenced the mid-funnel, which one delivered the final push, and which one just had a pretty dashboard.
I imagine some vendors aren't too thrilled about this level of transparency.
Let me tell you about a recent sales meeting I witnessed. Five vendors came in, all ready to defend their piece of the budget. The dealer pulled out identity-based attribution data, and within 15 minutes, the entire marketing strategy was rebuilt.
What did they discover?
One vendor had influenced 19 actual sales, another zero. A third was accidentally targeting customers who had already bought. It was like turning on the lights at a party. Suddenly, everyone could see exactly what was happening.
That must have been quite the wake-up call for everyone involved.
The fascinating part is how it changes the whole dynamic. When you have attribution, you can defend. Marketing stops being about who has the best presentation and starts being about who actually delivers results.
How are dealers reacting to this new approach?
The smart ones are embracing it because they finally have control. Their budgets stabilize, their ROI becomes predictable, and most importantly, they stop paying multiple vendors for the same customer.
That's quite a shift from the current state of affairs.
Oh yeah, it is. And here's what keeps me up at night. Dealers aren't failing at attribution because they're doing something wrong. They're failing because the entire system was built on assumptions instead of truth.
So what's your advice to dealers listening right now?
Start demanding proof. Real proof. Not impressions, not clicks, not beautiful graphs. Actual evidence that a vendor influenced a verified customer who bought a verified vehicle. Because if they can't prove it, they didn't do it.
And to the vendors?
If you're doing real work, this is your moment. Identity-based attribution will finally show your true value. But if you've been hiding behind vanity metrics, well, I am sorry to say it, but the party's over.
This has been quite the eye-opener. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, attribution isn't just about tracking sales. It's about leadership. It's about finally running your dealership on truth instead of assumptions. And in today's market, that's not just an advantage, it's survival.
That wraps up episode 4 of the T2 Data Playbook. Your attribution sucks. Stop letting vendors get away without proving their efforts. The takeaway is simple. You cannot run a modern dealership on opinions, dashboards, and vendor claims. You need attribution built on identity, validation, suppression, and truth. If your vendors can't prove what they did, stop paying for it. To learn more about building defensible attribution with T2's identity engine, visit t2modus.com. We'll see you in episode 5.